You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Afternoon storms today will get up to about 78. Storms tonight, probably through tomorrow. Early part of tomorrow. We're hoping for no storms down in Florida because NASA has a couple of its astronauts that are about to be launched today. Jeremy, the interesting thing about this is that they will not be on a NASA craft.
I know. This is pretty cool, man.
History set to be made today. Doug Hurley, Bob Behnken are set to ride SpaceX's. That's Elon Musk's company. SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket and Dragon capsule. They'll be going up to the International Space Station. Couple of things here. First of all, it's been 9 years almost since a NASA launch, July of 2011. That was the last space shuttle. And also, no American astronaut has ever launched on a private spaceship before. Could happen today.
So cool.
About 2:30 Denver time if the weather cooperates, which right now I think, last I heard, they had about a 60% chance that it was going to go off. So, and we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Just the name of that thing? The Falcon rocket and Dragon?
The Falcon 9 and the Dragon capsule.
Come on. Just sounds cool.
Well, that's Elon Musk, right?
I just admire that guy so damn much.
Yeah.
What a cool dude. Is there a book about him anywhere? Have you read anything?
I read a biography on him.
Really? I want to do that. I want to dig into that and hear his backstory.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
If you listen
man.
To some of his times that he's been a guest on the Joe Rogan podcast, those are kind of interesting too. If they're not busy getting high together.
Right, there is that. This rocket's cool looking though, isn't it? I mean, the whole interior is redone. It's all fancy with touch screens and things like that. It's really neat looking.
You want one, don't you?
I do, and they have new streamlined space suits. It's pretty rad, man. The one thing I'm concerned about, like, I saw all the controls in the rocket were like all flat screen and all that. I hope they're decent flat screens because, I mean, that baby's going to rattle. It's going to rock and roll all the way up, you know? And I'm just thinking of, like, the TVs in my house that are flat screens. And you bump them the wrong way and they break, you know? So I just hope they're really good flat screens. That's my main concern right now.
Astronaut Bob calls down after about 2 minutes. Hey, our Wi-Fi's out up here.
My Samsung monitor just went down.
Here's what I'm excited about. Personally, as an American, I've just been embarrassed that the leading space nation in the world has not had a rocket for our own astronauts to fly on for the last 9 years, and we've had to hitch a ride with the Russians.
Yeah.
Hey, comrades, do you mind if we kind of jump in the back seat of your Soyuz spacecraft and ride that up? Because we don't have our own.
Now we do.
We didn't make the payments. Our spacecraft got repossessed.
It was an old clunker.
Anyway, so that's going to happen today.
Pretty cool,
hopefully,
man.
After all of this,
I'm so rooting for this.
I hope it happens today. After all of this, quickly, I want to throw in something funny. You know how we've all become really germ obsessed? Well, most of us, not all, I guess. With the pandemic, that we're all like wiping everything down and hand sanitizer and masks and everything like that. There was a funny little interview with Howie Mandel. And if you know anything about him, he is like the country's most famous germaphobe, always has been. He gave a little interview and he said, "This is what's in my head each and every day, every hour of my 64 years on Earth. This is my nightmare. This is how I live. And now the world has joined me in my nightmare."
So true.
That's funny if you think about it. He's always been this way.
This
and
is his life.
Just now realizing what every day has been like for him.
He always carries the little pocket-sized hand sanitizer with him, and that's like all we're doing now. Poor guy.
He says, "I can't wait for this to be over. I hope we wake up and it's just my nightmare again and not everyone's." Anyway, so that's gone. Oh, and let me add one other quick thing. Have you seen, you know, the businesses that say, "Hey, look, you're not wearing a mask, you don't get in, no service."
Yeah.
Like Costco does that now.
Yep.
And some people are saying that's against the law. You can't. That's like, you know. No, it's not. Companies have every right to do that. So don't kick up a fuss. Don't be a big baby. If they say, "Look, no masks, no service," then that's just the way it is.
It's the same as no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Correct.
Right? It's the same thing.
Yeah, that's correct. So they say the only way it would be illegal is if they let some people come in without a mask and not others. Like, right. You can't pick a certain class of people and say you have to wear. It's got to be the same rule for everybody. And if that's the case, quit your bitching.
Yeah. Bottom line it for us.
All right, what do you got?
Big news in Colorado today. After being closed for weeks for anything but takeout and delivery, restaurants are opening back up today, just like Evan said a few minutes ago. They're open for in-person dining. Now, there are guidelines in which I would imagine you have to wear a mask, and there's only 50% of their maximum capacity allowed in, or 50 people, whichever is less. But at least you'll be able to get out today and support a restaurant. And,
right, but if you're wearing a mask,
how do you
can't
eat? I know. I don't know.
You pull it up and just...
And then you just nibble on your chicken wing and put it back down real quick. I don't know. Breweries and distilleries are going to open back up too, as long as they serve food. So that's huge because I love me some breweries. Other things going on. Here's your crap on celebrities. We make fun of Steve Buscemi a lot on this show just because he's a goofy looking dude.
But we love him.
He's got a goofy last name, but we love him and we think he's a phenomenal actor.
We kid because we love.
Here's the thing. He was doing a little interview for GQ magazine and he said that his name is actually Buscemi. That's how you're supposed to say it, Buscemi. But he says he's actually been pronouncing it wrong all these years too. He grew up with his name being pronounced Buscemi, but it's an Italian name, and it should actually be pronounced Buscemi.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually three options here. We call him Buscemi, Buscemi, or Buscemi. He's got a confusing name.
That guy needed to come up with a rock star, like, celebrity name.
He needed a stage name.
Mm-hmm.
Too confusing. I'm sticking with Buscemi. Sorry.
Why? It's not right.
It's dumb. It's up there. It's one of those things where I'm just going to dig my heels in, like the double space after a period. I'm just going to stick with it, okay?
Okay.
Just let me be. Here's another goofy name, Krasinski. John Krasinski. You know him. We've been talking about him lately. He explained his decision to sell his little show, Some Good News, that he's been doing on YouTube. He finally explained it because everybody was mad. Because it was such a feel-good show he was doing for people during the pandemic, and then he sold it off. Well, he did a little Instagram chat yesterday with Dwight Schrute, the actor that plays Dwight. He says it's not about the money. He said, hey, I just got to get back to my regular job soon. I have a career. I make movies. I make TV shows. I don't have time to continue this YouTube series, so either I sell it or I scrap it. And he sold it, and now you can still continue to enjoy it in its new form. And he said he'll pop in from time to time. He might do a couple episodes. Why not?
So there, people, settle down.
So there, like, he has other things to do. So would you rather him cancel it or just move it on to a different platform? So I'm glad he finally spoke up. And I am still very, very curious as to how much he spent or how much he was paid to get rid of it. I'm really curious.
How many millions, you mean?
Probably 10. I'm going to say 10 million. That's my number.
Okay.
Real quick, here's your Fat America. KFC is testing out a new chicken sandwich, Dom. Their direct competition, they want to eliminate Popeye's chicken sandwich that was such a huge hit last year. They even admitted that they're trying to copy Popeye's. Their marketing officer said, quote, "We wanted a chicken sandwich that really lives up to our legacy as the fried chicken experts. And let's face it. Ours wasn't the one to beat."
Right.
I posted a picture of their new chicken sandwich on our Facebook, and it looks dang good.
Well, it looks good, but that's because it is a manufactured photo.
It is.
Because I saw the picture of the Popeyes one, and when I bought, because I've only had one.
It's not the same.
It didn't look anything like the one in the photo.
No, it's not.
Like all fast food commercials.
So take that picture of the KFC one and then, like, step on it. And then that's what it's really going to look like.
Drop it on the floor.
No, just step on it. Because it always comes out flat. Not covered in hair, Dom.
Dog hair.
All right, clickbait me. Go to our Facebook page. You can find us by searching Dom and Jeremy. You can see a picture of that chicken sandwich and a link to a story that has gone viral. It's this dude named Brian. He lives out in Oregon. He was working with his daughter on a school project about collecting data. So he said, hey, I got an idea how we can collect some data. Their house was due to be painted. So he did that thing where they put like five colors of paint on the side mm-hmm. of the house to see which one they like. Well, they put a sign in the front yard with one of those little QR codes, and you could scan it with your phone and actually vote on which paint color you liked. They were numbered 1 through 5. Well, a neighbor saw that, tweeted out a picture of it, and it just kind of spiraled out of control. People kept sharing it and sharing it and sharing it, and now thousands upon thousands of people from all over the world are voting on the paint color. It's kind of cool. So far in the lead, the turquoise blue color is in the lead. Meh. I don't really like that one too much. But anyway, you can check out the story and the paint colors on our Facebook page. Search Tom and Jeremy.
And that is what's trending now.